Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is tonight going to be one of those nights for Ryan Johnson that you've talked about with young players many times? Maybe just give him a breath and give him a break.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to decompress a little bit, see the game from a different angle and perspective, and get a moment to breathe, which is not something. It's a luxury for a guy his age to kind of have that take a moment to breathe and reset.
Did you sense that Monday was just one of those games where he had one tough play and it became a second, it became a third? He just couldn't get out of it.
That was a tougher game for him. And obviously Eric is his partner. That they both had some challenges. And I think it just Clegg was the seventh guy the other night. He has plenty of experience with us, and we have plenty of trust and confidence in him. So it's easy to slide him in. He's been ready to go. He keeps himself ready to go, and consequently give Ryan that moment to breathe a little bit and get a different view.
Mike said he felt like last year he earned your trust as coaches, but he also feels he's better this year than he was last year. Is that the reports you've gotten from Seth and what you've seen from him?
He is better. He was better day one of camp even and through training camp than he was last season. And that was one thing that one reason why we really wanted him back here was as coaches here. He earned our trust through the course of last year. Even in exit meetings, we expressed our desire as coaches that hope that he would be back with us. And then even through training camp, explaining to him, and he knew, the message was stay ready for your opportunity, and in the process, keep getting better because you've done a great job of that, both of those, and that's what his career is going to be made upon. Like he's going to have to keep making himself better until the opportunity comes, and I'm excited that where he's at and that he gets an opportunity tonight.
You know, we talked about Monday's game and about the finish, but is the plan for this game is simply essentially play the same way, given the number of opportunities you were able to generate?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this team tonight is pretty dynamic. They have some dynamic players, and they get up and down the rink pretty quick. So, we'd love to have as many chances as we had the other night, but you definitely need to play with some solid structure against this team. And, of course, when you get the number of chances you had last night and the guys that had the chances and the fact that there were many point blank, you'd take that any night and go from there. We didn't make a lot of mistakes the other night. I would be happy with that. If we're talking about what to do, minimize the mistakes. And we did minimize them the other night. We just got burned on them. But we made far, far fewer mistakes than maybe we forced, and that was unfortunate.
You guys are 3-1 in your last four times here. Just what kind of buzz does any team get from playing in this place?
It is a buzz playing in this place. You know, it's the history in this building or in the Montreal organization. Even in this building is loud and crazy, and the guys feel it even before. In your preparation, you know what you're going into. So it's something that it's easy for hockey players to get excited playing in a Canadian city, and specifically this one.
Owen was back today, but he had the yellow jersey on. Is he still a little ways away?
Yeah, we'll get a gauge now, but it's really a pain tolerance and a vulnerability. You saw him taking shots and movement and motion. So there's only a couple movements that give him pain or needs to get strength in that area. And so I'll get the report on how those progressed from yesterday when he skated. And so, you know, from that means it's day-to-day now, and we'll see how fast that last, you know, bit of pain resolves.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.